It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
So apparently the guy who does the intro for this talks too long. LB is sitting here like, can he hurry up? Looking at his watch. It's episode 101.
101. Hey, yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, we can celebrate episode 100. That's fine. Uh-huh. But there's no reason not to celebrate 101,
exactly.
102, 103.
Exactly.
And because, look, every day's a gift, right?
I celebrate what? Every day I wake up.
You definitely do. And he's celebrating right now with the fine glass of, what are you having?
This is Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, Thank you. And by the way, we're recording today at Chatter on the corner of Wisconsin and Jennifer Street. In Northwest Washington, D.C., Tony Kornheiser's full-service for-profit restaurant.
Yes.
So if you come here, tell people that you came here because you were listening to Golf DMV.
Yes.
Not that it gets
and
us anything.
And don't look for a handout.
Yeah, yeah. No. You're going to pay full price
because I just did. $27 for some french fries and two glasses of wine.
Hey.
Come on, man. Tony's really trying to recoup all his money right away, isn't he?
He's got to split it three ways with Gary and Maury. So.
Yeah, Gary Morey and Alan Bubis. So, yeah, so we're
and
here
who?
At Chatter. Alan Bubis. He's one of the four parts. It's four parts.
Yes, four parts.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
Oh, we'll talk about Alan later. Yeah. We'll talk about Alan off air.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's my guy.
The socialite, Alan.
Alan Bubis. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk about Alan.
I thought Tony was the one with the
money. That's my guy. Yeah. So, anyway, episode 101, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to review, for the first time this season, Hampshire Greens. We'll talk about Bristol. What's the name of the Bristol club?
Bristol Manor.
Bristol Manor. And by the way, there'll be a special feature with Bristol Manor. We'll talk about that a little bit later when we get there. Also, the PGA Wells Fargo Championship at Crow Hollow. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've watched a little bit, but, you know, some guy who I don't even know. We'll talk about the winner.
Mm-hmm.
He would be a guy who you would think would qualify for the Manny Millions, you know, the last play, because these are guys I don't
never heard of.
He might have
who
before.
He is. But anyway, special guest, by the way, in studio, we've got the Beltway golfer Alex Dixon with us.
Hey.
Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you, guys.
One thing we're trying to do, we've got these new fancy, like, kind of, what do you call these, sound effects? And so we'll give you a polite golf applause.
Oh, check you out.
How about that?
We're moving up in the world.
Well, I mean, I didn't know
well,
how
when
safe.
You get out, when you get the Beltway golfer on, you got to have, you got to break out all the.
That's civilized right there.
Well, I didn't know how safe the show would be. I mean, so 100 episodes in, we're pretty committed. So I didn't want to break out the fancy sound effects.
And then you had to pay $3.99 for that on iTunes.
And then we canceled the
Apple
show. Exactly. So Beltway Golfer, great follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, right?
I'm not super active on Facebook. Right. In all honesty, IG is where I do most of my work these days, Instagram. I need to be more active on Facebook.
Facebook is for old people, and it's dying.
You know what it is? Facebook, there's, you know, I got all my family's on Facebook. I got, really what it is coworkers.
What a half from them. Like, you know what?
I got many coworkers on Facebook. So I pretty much stick to Instagram. That's where most of my stuff is these days.
So, cool. Beltway Golfer, tell us about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Beltway Golfer is, you know, the what Beltway Golfer is all about is not much different than the Golf DMV, to be honest.
Nice.
I mean, I started the Beltway Golfer with a couple buddies. I don't even know what year, maybe 2011, 2012. Mm-hmm. Really just as a way to talk about the courses we were playing. There wasn't much out there on the internet and in social media about local golf around the D.C. area, the DMV. And really all we were trying to do was write about the courses that we were playing, write about the courses that we loved, and maybe if everything worked out, you know, some of these courses would invite us out. You know, maybe a free round.
We're still working on that train, too. Yeah,
yeah, it's been two years. We haven't gotten one yet.
It's the only reason we do the podcast.
Right.
Just hoping that Lake Presidential and Oak Creek and Renditions and these guys let us on for free.
Yeah. I mean, that's only happened a few times. Mm-hmm. But part of it is you know, the DMV, the D.C. area, it doesn't have the greatest reputation in the world for golf, and I think it should. And I think one of the things, like I'm a public golfer. I primarily play public courses, play a lot of municipal courses, and you know, there's a lot of things we're losing a lot of public courses. Mm-hmm. I just posted earlier today about a course in PG County that I just learned recently is closing on Labor Day weekend, Glendale Golf Club.
Yeah.
But as someone that plays a lot of public golf in the D.C. area, especially in the metropolitan, close inside the Beltway, right, closer into D.C., it's all private. Mm-hmm, we can talk about this, about the three public courses, East Potomac, Langston, and Rock Creek that are getting ready to have a big RFP and hopefully, have a resurgence and get redesigned or get a lot of money put into it. But for a long time, you really have to go outside the Beltway and drive quite a bit to play a decent public golf course. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think, the reason for starting the Beltway Golf Room, what we're all about, is not unlike you. Just shining a light on the quality golf courses we do have, and hopefully getting more people to play them, so these courses will stop shutting down.
Right. No. Absolutely. And so, are you a DMV native?
I am. Yeah. So I grew up in Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. I played 1 year. I was telling Sherm, I played 1 year of high school golf my freshman year. This is back in the early 90s. I'm an old head, and
Early 90s, he says. He's an old head. Yeah. Right. Okay.
My fault, LB. Yeah.
You're not the oldest one in this room.
At least you're not old and grumpy like him.
I'm getting grumpy. But, so I played at Walter Johnson High School, public school right up right on Old Georgetown Road right here. Played a year of high school golf way back in the day. So I got back. That's really what kind of – when I played golf there, I was new to golf. And just that 1 year of playing high school golf, I got turned on and got the opportunity to play a lot of golf courses, both public and private, as you do when you play, on a high school and any time a competitive golf team, and got to play tons of private courses, got to play tons of public courses that some of which I haven't played since. just a week ago, I played Chevy Chase Club, got invited out there for the first time since playing a match on that team.
Crazy.
Nice.
I live across the river in Alexandria now. So I play courses and my guys I play with, we play courses all over the DMV. We're on probably a lot of the same websites you are. Your golf now is your teeoff.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to the websites just trying to find where a good deal is, mm-hmm. where haven't you played in a while. Mm-hmm. I listened to your guys' podcast. Congratulations on 100 episodes, by the way.
Thank you.
I think you guys have the same mentality that, I don't really want to play the same course day in, day out, every week. I love playing different courses. I love seeing how this course is doing, how the conditions are over here, what haven't I played in a while? There's so many courses around. I want to play them all.
Oh yeah, nice.
What's your favorite course?
Give us three.
That's a tough one. Some ones I love around here. I love Blue Mash is a good one right here in Montgomery County.
It's always on the list.
That was definitely in LB and I's top three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Worthington Manor up here in Maryland. There's a nice little cluster of courses up that way. Yeah. PB Dye, Whiskey mm-hmm. Creek.
Whiskey Creek is my favorite.
Whiskey Creek is a great course. Mm-hmm. The 18th hole is something special. The ruins right there in the
Castle.
That's a classic. And then down in Virginia, Westfields. I don't know if you play that in Clifton. It's a great course.
That's on my list. Vernon and I will go play that. Because nobody else.
I might have family obligations.
That's a Freddie Couples design. And they treat you nice.
What do you think of Stonewall out that way?
Stonewall's nice. I played in a tournament there last year. That's a nice course. It's right on Lake Manassas. Yeah, uh-huh.
It's right across from
RTJ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right across from RTJ. And
I know what you were about to say. Thank you for some control over there. Nice. My man.
Hey, it's working.
But that's what, so there was three courses out there. There was Virginia Oaks right there. Mm-hmm. They were all kind of, they kind of circled around Lake Manassas.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's one of the ones that we lost. We lost that course a year ago. It's not there anymore.
Okay. I didn't know that.
There's a bunch. I mean, right there, I guess in PG County, because you lost, we should have lost Patuxent Greens, but. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was underwater. Yeah. And then Cross Creek, mm-hmm. both of those are PG County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Glendale's gone.
Glendale's gone.
And Glendale. And I played Glendale last year with George. And it was in pretty good condition. Yeah.
It's been a while since I played.
But there are some courses like that where you're trying to get on, and it's a catch-22. So you're trying to get on at Glendale, and I just remember, I think we paid like $52, mm-hmm. like on a Wednesday at mm-hmm. like 10. And I'm like,
right, it's too much money for that course.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. And yeah, so, I mean,
that's what we paid at Oak Creek.
And we've got to adjust, I think, sometimes the pricing based on, you know, mm-hmm. where you are, who you, right. you know, who mm-hmm. you're trying to get out, mm-hmm. and, you know, just the whole golf industry in general. Yeah. You know,
that's
folks
a,
are
that's,
going
to me, Glendale's a family. That's where you right. take your kid. You right. know, if you're going to go play 18 and you want to take your 14-year-old or whatever yeah. to hack it around, that's where you would go.
To me, it's like
unless you're going downstairs at the Black Hole Bar.
Right.
The night- I love that. Yeah. 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 Really? Great old 19th. It's a little. It's a 19th hole, yes. but it's a phenomenal little dive wow. bar down there. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
Okay.
So Glendale, I think, closes Labor Day weekend, you say?
Labor Day weekend. And from the folks I was talking to up there, it sounds like, you know, okay. if you're around Labor Day weekend, they might be throwing quite a party out there.
Wow. Okay.
We got to try to get out there and do one last review. I don't think we ever yeah. reviewed the course.
No, we haven't, because it's been at least 3 to 4 years since I've okay. played it, at least, if not longer.
Have you played Oak Creek?
I have, yeah.
What do you think of it? Because there was differing opinions on our show last week.
I like it a lot. You know, I've played it a handful of times, not a ton. Mm-hmm. You know, I've played it in really nice conditions and, mm-hmm. and really
tough
conditions. Mm-hmm. But it's a great layout. You know, I like it quite a bit. What's that hole with the barn? Is that number 4?
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
the barn on the right?
That is a one. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that. A cool little signature hole. I mean, it's a nice course. 18 ticks me off. A couple years
Water
ago.
To the left.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had a drive. I would have bet someone money. It was in an A, you know, A position, A, mm-hmm. 80 yards out. Get up there, just nowhere. It's tough. It's tough to kind of angle mm-hmm. where you're going off the tee and know is. Where that little lake is on yep. the left of the fairway.
Yep.
But no, I like Oak Creek a lot.
Yeah. Yes,
I hate Oak Creek.
So we got a couple courses. We got a couple courses we're going to review today, and so we'll do Hampshire Greens. We'll start there. LB, Vern, and myself played there. Also, Bristow Manor. Mm-hmm. You and Vern played there Saturday. And also we'll get the Beltway golfer in for Henson Creek, because you just recently played there, and we'll see sure. what kind of condition Chevy Chase is in as well, since you just played there. It's been, how long has it been since I played chess? Oh, and I've never. I've never played chess.
I drove by it and it was really nice.
It looked so good.
Those tee boxes look pristine.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start with Hampshire Greens. And I think LB and I, so it was random, because I looked at my schedule mm-hmm. and I saw that, yo, I'm free tomorrow morning. So I text. Who did that? It was LB, Vern,
and me.
And Sherman.
Yeah, I don't know why you wasted your time with
me. Me neither. I don't know why you asked him. No, he ain't playing.
Yeah, I mean, so, I actually go to work.
Right. So
I'm like, can you imagine that? Like, going to work during the week? So like, anybody want to play 8:30 tomorrow morning? No, actually, I have to go to work.
So I text the phone, like, yo, my schedule's free tomorrow morning. Anybody want to play a last minute round of golf? All the adjusting happened. Like, yeah, move this back, move that back. Got to climb the West Coast. We got this. So we were able to make it happen. We got out there. Everybody came in hot. I mean, 8:20 was the time, but we all got there a few
minutes
before.
But the problem was, it's weekday traffic.
Right.
Since I never leave the house during the week.
I am unaware.
I was unaware of the traffic pattern for that time of morning.
We are out of touch. Yeah, there's a few of us that are out of touch with the traffic patterns here in D.C. because the nature of our work.
There's also two of you of the three that live in Montgomery County, not far from Hampshire Greens.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm probably, in mileage, I'm probably 15 miles.
And you are?
I'm even closer
like
than that.
You're
yeah.
closer.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah. But so I didn't want to be a jerk because, you know, Manny still had to go to work. See, so he's getting up in the morning. Right, and I'm like, let me help get him together so he can get to school and stuff.
But, okay.
You know, sorry.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought I left him plenty of time, but I ended up having to go all these back roads because the roads were backed up to get out of Damascus. So
cool thing is, we weren't the only ones running late that morning. And so they just put a group ahead of us, and someone who was supposed to go in front of us, their guy wasn't there, so they waited. And so we got out.
Yeah. So it worked out. Is Mike still, what's his name?
Oh, Mike Kelly?
Yeah,
I didn't see him.
No, he wasn't there. At least he wasn't there.
Yeah, because Mike Kelly at Hampshire Greens did. He said we could come play with him.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But right,
that was 2 years ago. We still haven't done that.
Mike Kelly, by the way, who I met at Blue Mash. I remember when he was there. So Hampshire Greens is Hampshire Greens. It's always going to be in good shape.
You've played there?
Oh, yeah, many times. Yeah.
I love that course.
It's a fun course. It's challenge. It's got its challenging holes. You know what I mean?
I hate 17.
17.
That's a long par five.
Oh, yeah, with the houses to the right.
You know what? Yeah. Hole 18 is kind of, we talked about it. 18 is a weird finishing hole.
Right.
Because it's,
like
it's a short par four.
I would like that.
I mean, you can't obviously switch the holes, but it would be 18 plays like what you would expect 17, and 17 is almost like what I think.
My theory is that 18 is that way because it's a scoring hole. It's your opportunity to get birdie or at least a par to finish out.
Right.
And that's what you want on 18.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't want everybody bogeying coming in on 18.
Yeah.
You want someone to make a birdie putt, get the crowd riled up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because 17 there reminds me of 18 at Blue Mash. Blue Mash is a long par five.
I don't think it's necessary. It's pretty straight. I mean,
it's not super long.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
18 at Blue Mash?
Are you kidding?
No, it's long.
I don't think it's long. Once you get past the water, once you get past the water on your tee shot, yeah. I think
you got the
fine.
Deep sand traps.
Yeah, you just.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a four, though, right?
It's a five.
You're right. You're
five.
Short five.
I didn't know I was sitting among golf pros.
We did go to Paul Wilson a month and a half ago.
Yeah. You got the deep sand traps protecting the green. Just don't hit it in the sand trap.
Right. Hit it long.
So, I mean, Hampshire Greens always gets an A in my book. I mean, it just does.
Yeah. I think A is a bit much, but.
Well, he doesn't give out A's.
At least not the no municipal course.
what are your A's around here?
Around here, there aren't any.
Okay.
Whiskey Creek is not an A.
Well, Whiskey Creek could be like a B+ or A-.
PB Dye now has a potential. We got to play 18. I mean, we only got 9, but it's got potential.
I have to devalue.
I still would give it a, right now, it's still a B.
Okay.
I have to devalue anything he says if Whiskey Creek is not an A.
I mean,
let me qualify that.
If the scoring is based on just that area, or just Montgomery County, or just the DMV, then it could possibly get an A.
But
I forgot I was dealing with a 1%.
If we're talking nationally, or courses I have played, it's not.
Yeah, this course I played in Aruba is.
Don't hate me. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
So Hampshire Green, I mean,
it's always a good time.
One thing about the round. I don't mean to pat myself on the back. I putted extremely well.
He did.
You putted well?
He didn't have any. I don't think he had any three putts.
I had one three putt.
Did you have one?
Wow. I had one three putt.
Yeah.
That's one.
Phenomenal.
I'm not playing anymore.
What's the golf fight?
I know, right? Yeah, let me get my own sound effects ready for me. We can do that now. Yeah, we'll do it because Claude didn't. Thank you. I tried hard. But the thing is, and this is the source of some of LB's frustration with me. I literally did what LB's been telling me to do for 10 years.
Right.
Slow down and take your time.
Yeah,
Like, just don't walk up to the ball and hit it. Like,
right. Line it up. How about that?
Yeah, line it up and think about what you're trying to do. And so with some of the longer putts, because I was chipping okay, but not any better than normal. Mm-hmm. And I was just I was taking my time. Not even 30 seconds. Just an extra 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Lining it up. Counting my paces. Walking back. And taking the stroke.
There you go.
I was putting lights.
Now, if you can two putt, I mean, you don't have to drill a 25-foot putt.
Right.
Just
get it three
have your
feet
lag
to the
putt
hole.
Be
right.
A few feet. By the way, hole 18 of Blue Mash, 521 yards. It's the longest par five on the course. That's from the white tee.
Okay.
But what do we play there? What do we play there? Do we play white tees there? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Fine. From the blue tees, it's 551 yards. It's still
I hope you play at least the whites.
I don't know. Yeah. It depends. Well, you got to remember who I'm playing with.
You know what I mean?
Because there's some people.
It's
6,000 yards. We can't play 6,000 yards.
I do play up. But Hampshire Green play the six.
It's 6,000 yards from the white.
Okay.
But
it's 6,500 from the blue. So either way. Doesn't matter. It's still the longest par five on the course.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
It's still three shots, right?
Okay.
In theory.
But
clearly you're there in two. I mean, you're getting home in two. So.
There it is. Putted pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I felt
that's good, good, man. It drops your score. So, I mean, if you can avoid the three putts.
Especially when you three putt 13 times around.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
You
three putt probably 6 or 7 times around, right?
We talk about it all the time. LB's in mid-80s.
And I'm not being funny.
But no, you're right. But we talk about with LB all the time. There's like two or three blow up holes that keep you from being a mid 80s golfer.
Oh, yeah. I have three I can talk about later.
And for me, what keeps me in the 90s is my putting. Yeah. My putting keeps me in the 90s. Absolutely. That's it. If I drop down to two putting, I'm in the 80s.
Well, one thing I have noticed since we've been back from Vegas that. Mm-hmm. At least I haven't played with Rodney yet. I can only go by what he's been telling me.
Right, which is, now he's got to play from the blacks.
Right. If he's doing what Paul Wilson told us to do, I'm not surprised if he is hitting them longer. Because Claude is hitting them longer. I've seen it for
much
myself.
Longer than yes,
are they going straight, though?
Yes. Yes.
Because he was pulling stuff right.
No,
which is...
no, he is driving. He is driving up with Vernon I now.
That's good.
Yeah. And Vern is driving... Vern is playing better too. Yeah. I am not playing better, but they are playing better from the lessons. And we'll have to have a better discussion about this at some other point in one of the other episodes because we need to go into some depth on this.
Yeah.
Because I'm very frustrated with my play.
Okay.
But they are really playing much, much better.
I shot very well.
So that's a golf clap for him and Vern. They're doing really well. Yeah. We'll move. Are we done with Hampshire Green? Because I had nothing to talk about Hampshire.
But so are you guys all taking lessons from the same guy, Paul?
You got to catch up on the episodes.
Paul Wilson is this instructor. He's in Vegas, and we had him on the show last year, talking about his full swing thing. And so we took a trip out to Vegas to take lessons from him, a series of lessons, half day lessons. We played Wednesday. So we got out there. Coach B, his wife, and myself. We played Wednesday. Then Thursday we had lessons with Paul Wilson for 3 hours. Played around Friday lessons for 3 hours. Played around. And I left Saturday. These guys played another round. So my whole thing was, and we'll talk about it again when we go deeper into this on another show, this is the only lesson series that I'm taking this year and probably next year. And so that's how I justified the price. But yeah,
it wasn't cheap.
Yeah, it wasn't. But I
didn't go.
We'll talk about those lessons. But you're saying you're frustrated with the progress,
the lack of progress that I made, and we'll talk about it later. We skip over that now. Okay, let's go to Bristow Manor.
Bristow Manor.
Okay, so Vern and I.
Where is this course?
Bristow Manor. It's in Bristow, Virginia. How about that? It's out 66 past Manassas. You hang a left off of 66 and go south about 10 miles or so.
Good gracious.
It was,
You are hardly in the DMV at that point.
Well, this is the V. We put the V in the DMV.
But
there are no courses before. I mean,
I was
going
to say, this goes to Alex's point.
Once you go across the bridge, you see the private courses or you drive an hour to get to some public course that you can play once you get in Virginia.
And depending on where you live, I mean, if you live in Hyattsville somewhere and you're going to PB Dye, it's probably about the same.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Distance, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Easily.
So for my house, it was 63 miles, I believe, from my house. But because we had an 8 o'clock tea time and it was a Saturday morning, it was nobody on the road, so I was blasting 90 all the way down the Beltway.
Yeah.
Did you take the Mustang?
No. It was rain. Well, no, it wasn't raining, but I took the truck. Okay. So the course.
He has a few cars.
Not the Mustang or the other car. The truck. Okay, no, I'm sorry.
Not the Mustang. Not the other car. Not the work car.
Not the motorcycle. Right. Hey, don't hate the 1%.
Hey, it's good to have options.
Yeah, so when we get there, we put up almost at the same time.
Nice.
Vern and I.
Were you late?
No. Well, we actually were both pretty early. I thought I was going to be running late, but traffic wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So now I was going 92, so to help. To the damn cop. It was a cop on 66, right? I pull out. I'm like blazing, right? And here's a cop. Got his traffic all back. You know, won't nobody pass him because he's doing the speed limit. Mm-hmm, so I get beside him. He's 55 on 66, right? At least on the early part of it. So I get up to 60, and I'm like slowly edging past him, slowly. Mm-hmm. So once he gets like 4 or 5 car lengths behind me, I'm still doing 60.
Uh-huh.
And once he gets about 4 or 5, I'm like, 65, 70. before I know, I don't even see him no more. Now everybody's coming past him you assholes. Right. Skitties. So
about that law in Virginia, though, the 15 miles over the speed limit. Is a misdemeanor.
Well, yeah. But he didn't. But at that point, I was gone. I ain't see him no more.
Yeah.
Unless he called ahead, he could have called ahead.
This may come as a surprise.
But
there's more than one cop in Virginia.
Well, that's true. That's very possible. That's very possible. So we get there. We go to check in. So I'm making a new habit. Okay. Is anytime I go to a golf course, I'm handing out business cards to everybody.
Right.
Business cards being Golf DMV. So I get to the desk, and the guys, you know, he checks us in. His name is...
your other ones.
Well, hey, you never know. There's business everywhere. So I told him to shout him out. His name is Luke. He was at the desk.
Luke.
So I told Luke, I gave him two cards. I said, here's one for you. Here's one for your manager. Mm-hmm. Tell him, I'm going to talk about your course on the podcast, y'all, so you might want to listen.
Nice.
He's like, I told him I was going to say his name, so he was really excited. So,
yeah.
So Luke. There you go, Luke. I'm shouting you out, Luke.
A bunch of times.
So Luke was cool. He got us on everything. The starter, his name was, he was funny. His name was Rich.
Okay.
Older guy. I handed Rich a car. I said, hey, we do a podcast. We talk about golf at the DMV.
And what he said, what's a podcast?
Right.
First of all, let me say this. There's no one, for the most part, more fun than, like, older retired starters. You know what I mean?
This is my career goal. When I retire, that's what I want to do. I want to move to the Outer Banks, and I want to be a starter at a golf course.
Because literally what they're
doing... Live your life on a golf cart.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you get to meet people, and...
They're retired. They play free golf at the course. Yeah. I mean, they're friendly.
And they love to talk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Rich, he had no idea what a podcast was. So I said, are you going to listen? He said... probably not. I said, I'm going to say your name. He's like, okay, yeah.
Hey, Luke, get Rich to listen to this part.
Just turn it on for Rich.
Right. Yeah.
I like the honesty, though.
So we were behind a foursome, Vern and I, so then he put a third with us, whose name was Scott. He's older than me, so I can say older.
Yeah.
Retired from the Air Force and the Navy. He went to the Air Force, then he got out, then he went in the Navy.
It's so weird to me how people do that.
Yeah, but he retired as a captain. He's a cool guy. Yeah. So we talk grandkids.
Because Vern has military
right,
experience.
So they had a lot of military talk, stuff I couldn't participate in, so I just listened to whatever. Uh-huh. But then we got some VA stuff, and we all couldn't participate in that conversation. Right. But that's another thing. So to the course. Beautiful.
Nice.
Let me start over. The clubhouse, mm-hmm. when I first walked down, I was like, oof. Because there was really nothing to it. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was Luke at the desk, a couple shoes over there, a couple of things over there, a little cooler here with some mm-hmm. Gatorade, and that was it.
Oh.
But on the other side, they're building a real clubhouse with a bar, tables. They built a nice new patio out there. I think the patio part is done, but the bar section stuff is still being built.
Okay, mm-hmm.
But it's looking going to be really nice when they get done with it.
Mm-hmm.
To the course. Beautiful.
Okay.
The greens.
Immaculate.
Immaculate. I mean, they really were. There was no, a few times I had to actually fix my divots from my approach shots.
Yeah.
Not very often, but mm-hmm. a few times I did. And there were no other marks. Like, I usually, hit mine mm-hmm. and fix mine right. and fix a few others.
10 others.
Yeah, there were no others to fix. Wow. So either A, the people are actually, fixing it, or the course management are taking care of the course. But it was, and we've had such a lush springtime, too.
It's all this damn rain. Yeah.
There's really no excuse for people at this point, to be in bad shape.
Right, right.
But they are really lush, really green. One of the fairways, number 10, it was carpet. Mm-hmm. It was carpet from tee to green. Wow. Beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. I took a few pictures, and I know Vern took video and stuff, too. That we're going to post on IG, and you will get a sense of what we were dealing with. But it was a really beautiful course.
Sweet. By the way, shout out to Vern for the video, Bristol.
Yeah,
he's kind of officially, unofficially joining the Golf DMV team to add. You know,
he's going
to
be our videographer
and analysis.
He would hold up his phone, and we would do like a little short 30-second video of us before we took off. You know, what we expect and hope to happen today. And then on hole three, he would, update. So how you feeling, LB? You know, we would go through that. And we did that like every two or three holes or whatever.
Nice.
And some of us, I think, is going to be pretty funny because my day didn't go really well. So when my day don't go well, I'm usually a little bit more expressive than I normally am.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you played now?
I have. It's been quite a while. Probably double-digit years since I played Bristow Manor, so it's good to hear the updates on what's going on there.
Yeah.
Right, I more recently, right near Bristow Manor, there's a 9-hole course, mm-hmm. just up the road called Broad Run. I don't know if you
saw that when we were looking for courses, and then somebody said, oh, that's a nine hole.
It's a nine hole, but it's a great nine hole course for people out there that are in that area looking to play nine holes. You know, it's a hike, as Sharon mentioned, you know, to get out there. But if you're out there just looking for a nine hole course, Broad Run is, Broad is spectacular. Full length nine hole course.
Yeah, and out there now, I mean, that Manassas area out there now is like a suburb of D.C. So
absolutely.
Plenty of people to play.
But
A market.
Right. But of course, I give it a thumbs up. For me, it's a solid B.
that would be an A.
It's an A. If I was there, I'd probably give it an A plus.
Well, it was funny. So at one point, the term we go into the new pub that they're building, or whatever you want to call that, clubhouse, whatever. And so they didn't have they had like a table off to the side with a little cash register on it and the drinks and stuff behind the bottles behind it. So I walk in, I'm like, hey, she said, would you all like anything to drink? She's like, absolutely, I would like a Grey Goose and cranberry. So the guy who happens to be the cook was standing behind her. He said, I love a man who knows exactly what he wants when he walks in the door. But the course is really, the driving range is all grass, you know, all grass driving range. Not a lot of targets, you know, like a 150 marker, but it wasn't a lot of targets out there, but it was really lush. Again, everything was lush and green, very well cut. The rough was not ridiculous. But it was thick. It was very thick.
It's probably from the rain.
I mean, you had to, when you came out of that rough, you had to bring it. Because if not, it was grabbing your club, and you were going to hit it 2 feet.
What was the cost?
It was $69.
Wow, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Are you carrying a rangefinder out there, LB?
So I carry a little handheld meter.
Okay.
And Vern has a rangefinder too as well. Right. So yeah, that's how we kept us. So the group in front of us, there was a foursome in front of us, and one of the holes we would come, I think it's number 14 maybe or something. It's a dog leg right. So they were teeing off, and we were on the green. We could watch them tee off. So the one guy in this group, he hits it, and it goes 3 feet into the water. So we start giggling, you know, amongst ourselves. And we see him teed up again. This time he hits it, it goes 8 feet into the water. So that's probably why our round took a little bit longer, than those guys, because of those guys. But it was a nice round. Scott, who we played with, he's gonna hopefully be a new follower.
Oh, nice.
Nice guy.
I think someone named Scott just followed us on Instagram not too long ago.
Yeah, I don't know if it's him or not, but he and Vern need to get together on some VA stuff as well. So he's supposed to get in contact with us via our email or whatever. The only other thing that happened that was of note, there's an airfield out there way somewhere, not Dulles Airport, but a smaller airfield, and there was one of those biplanes doing like practicing. So it was doing the barrel rolls and the loop de loops and all that stuff. It was on the back nine. Oh, the other thing about this course. The front nine seem to have a lot more trees, and then the back nine, when you first come around the corner and hit number 10 and you look out, it's almost like a link style course all of a sudden.
Oh, wow.
There's very few trees on the course. They're mostly, you know, off into the woods. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously woods, but, you know what I mean, to the sides.
I feel like Blue Mash does that, too. Like, it's got a really good mix. Like, it's open, and like then,
exactly.
That front part kind of
opens up, so this was kind of the same way. The front side seemed to be a lot more trees and stuff, and then the back side kind of opened up to more of a link style course. Mm-hmm. But I cannot say enough about the condition of the course. Was really, really good.
So here's the thing. Yeah. I mean, we talked about this, made a commitment to place different courses that we just hadn't played, you know. And so this was a little further than some of the other ones that you've played, but honestly, worth the travel.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about from my house to go to play LP, that's the same distance.
About the same, yeah.
It's the same distance pretty much. I mean, you may be talking 10 miles difference between... LP might be 10 miles shorter than me going out there to Bristol.
Sounds like got all good things to say about Bristol.
Oh yeah, nothing bad about it. But the carts, they seem like they were fairly new. I mean, they didn't have GPS.
We've got to mention the new carts at
PB
Dye. Yeah,
PB Dye has GPS on their carts.
Yeah, Whiskey Creek does too.
Not just the GPS. I mean, but you can choose.
You can watch
they got
news
a sports
or TV
crawl
shows
and news crawl
and all
going
kinds
down.
Of stuff
you can
on your cart.
It's basically like it's a smart cart.
Right.
That's basically what it is. I mean, you can connect your phone to like anything. Yeah. You can do anything on the cart.
Right, right.
So,
wow.
So Bristol Manor,
definitely
DMV
up.
Approved.
Absolutely. And at some point when y'all decide you want to come to Virginia, go to Virginia, I should say, we'll go out there and play it again. But it was definitely worth it. The only thing Scott, the guy we played with, Scott's told us, because he plays there pretty regularly. I think his grandkids live out that way. Kent, he's older than me, was saying that you have to play early.
Okay, because it gets packed.
Oh, he said, yeah, if you go out there anytime after 10, you looking at a six-hour round.
It's an enterprise situation.
Exactly. You have to go early in order to avoid the waits.
That's a big challenge everywhere around here, especially as we were talking about earlier, as these courses close and we have less options, especially on weekends, Saturday and Sunday, on public courses around
here.
Every
hacker is out.
I mean, there's more golfers out there, packing it in on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. You're going to have longer rounds. So, you can play those windows super early or super late.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So for those in Fort Washington, Alex, you got a chance to play Henson Creek recently. I saw you had posted on Instagram, got a chance to get out and get a quick nine holes in.
I played nine yesterday morning. Yeah. As I was saying to you guys off air, it's become a little Kentucky Derby, a Derby Day tradition. I mean, to be honest, really the Triple Crown, any Triple Crown, Preakness, Belmont, because Rosecroft is about a 4-minute drive, about a half mile away.
Yeah.
And so you can get nine holes over at Henson Creek, get them in real quick, go over there right when Rosecroft opens up, get your bets in, get back home, before lunchtime, go about your day with your family and... You get all your betting slips in for when the race comes on later in the day, but I love Henson Creek. It's an old school municipal PG County Parks course. The clubhouse is up on the hill there, so you get a beautiful view there. It's not going to win any awards for being in the best shape in the world,
right.
But it's a cool little course. It's got a bunch of water on it. It's got a handful of elevated tees. But the real secret there is the salmon cakes.
Oh.
They got a salmon cake sandwich that I think now they only serve on the weekends. Like I was there too early; they weren't serving it yet.
Oh.
I think there's like a certain person behind the counter that makes them or something.
Oh.
Like but I've had them several times in the past. Now if you're there and they got the salmon cake sandwich, get it.
Oh. Now that's pretty odd though for a 9-hole course to actually have a clubhouse with food and stuff, isn't it? I mean, most 9-hole courses, at least that I know. Like Sligo, and they don't have any food.
Sligo,
do they?
Sligo's got food,
like hot dogs and stuff like that.
I actually just heard. I haven't been there, so I love Sligo. Sligo was
Sligo.
Well, I played there last year.
Sligo was also the first course I ever played.
Okay,
so I've got an emotional attachment to Sligo.
She broke you in,
but I saw online. I have not been there this year. That they just signed some deal with some local barbecue guy, so they got a barbecue shop.
I know they did it last summer. I never went, but they would have these events where they would have like Marcus Miller, Marcus Johnson.
Local
keyboardist. He has a band.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
They would perform there certain nights of the summer and stuff, and they would have these kind of events or whatever.
But they've always served food. I mean, it's not, Tom Seitzman's not going to write it up in the post or anything.
But a salmon cake seems a lot for a 9-hole course. You know, I mean, most places, your hot dog or get some chips and get out of here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, these courses, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I mean, this goes back to courses closing. These courses need to be more creative about how can they get revenue? How can they bring people in that aren't golfing aren't golfing that day or whatever? But creative options for food is one way to do it.
Well, to that point, so when Blue Mass used to have the crab cake sandwich, they had that last season. They had pretty much the whole season. Mm-hmm. I would go there and eat, even if I didn't play golf, or like on the way home, like, hey, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'd pull in there, grab a drink, crab cake sandwich and fries, and sit down and watch TV and go home.
There you go.
That's a good point.
You're right. Cool. And so Henson Creek, you played that. But you mentioned you got a chance to invite out to play at Chevy Chase Country Club. How's Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase is kind of next level. I mean,
that would actually be an A.
How does it compare to Henson Creek? No.
A little bit different. One's a 9, one's an 18. I mean. No, it is. So I got a really funny story about that. So over Easter weekend, I was lucky enough to have my mother-in-law take my family and my sister-in-law and her family down to the Homestead. Old school resort.
Right. Yeah.
Down in Hot Springs, Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's a good 40 minutes west of I-81, south, I guess it's south of Harrisonburg and a little bit north of Roanoke. Beautiful, beautiful place. You know, they're about to put it's showing some wear and tear, but two beautiful golf courses. They're about to pump a whole bunch of money in. It's owned by Omni Hotels. Any case, the right before we leave that Sunday, they're doing a little Easter egg hunt on the putting green. Mm-hmm. And my kid's out there. And
that's a good use of a putting green.
Right, exactly.
Put the kids
in. So my 3-year-old son's out there in the Easter egg hunt, and I see this guy standing behind me with his wife and kid, and he's got a hat. I don't know if you guys know this it's like a satirical golf website called the Club Pro Guy. You ever heard of this guy?
No.
Pro Guy. Look him up when you get a chance. Okay. His name is Club Pro Guy. He basically pretends he's a club pro, but it's one of the funniest golf websites, social media accounts out there. Yeah. And this guy's got a very specific hat that's from that website. He's just standing there. And so I just went up and kind of gave him a little fist bump saying, you know, nice Club Pro Guy hat. And we started chatting. And, you know, I took his picture of the hat, ended up sharing it on Instagram. Club Pro Guy re-shared it or whatever. Yeah. And I sent it to the guy. Thought it was hilarious. 2 days later, get an invite to Chevy Chase Club. We're playing golf.
Wow.
How funny is that? I mean, so you just, you know, these conversations you start. And you know, this guy was super cool. Shout out John Beggart. That's his name. He brought me out there, and it was awesome. You know, it was the first time I played Chevy Chase, as I mentioned earlier, since I was a kid. Unbelievable shape, beautiful course.
Nice.
You know, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
It's funny to me because I look at Chevy Chase and Columbia because they're right next to each other, mm-hmm. and it always amazes me that they're able to put two 18-hole golf courses mm-hmm. in that little stretch of Chevy Chase.
Right.
And I'm like, where's all this grass? And where's all the, you know what I mean? It's so odd to me. Like, it's not packed and small, short and...
I mean, it's not the longest course in the world, but they got plenty of room. I mean, there's elbow room in there. I think, mm-hmm. like, Columbia, I don't know off the top of my head, but I think Columbia is a slightly smaller acreage.
Okay.
It's prime real estate. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm looking at his IG page. Ricky Fowler follows him.
Really?
Club Pro guy is big. People like love him. Like a bunch of pros follow him because he's just you know you gotta watch some of his stuff.
I think this. Is, I mean, 18,000 followers on IG.
Yeah, I mean he's a funny dude. Give him a look.
I saw the Golf Channel did a thing on him one time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Had like a little thing with same thing. He was walking around talking to people, and they were thinking he was a pro.
Yeah,
They're taking pictures with him and stuff. Like, well, what is your name? He was like making up names and stuff.
Right.
That's interesting. So we've got some PGA action, by the way.
Yes.
The Wells Fargo Championship. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch much of this.
Yeah,
I watched a little bit, enough to see that, you know, to see who was in.
Well, I watched it more on Friday than I have since.
Right.
But I was watching Phil blow up because he was like +5. He missed the cut.
Yeah.
I saw this
stat on Roy McIlroy. You know, in 2019, in all his starts, he's placed top 10 in all events except one where he placed 22.
Right.
He's having a crazy 2019.
Wow.
I didn't realize it. But anyway.
Yeah. Phil Mickelson and Bubba Watson might fight before it's all said and done.
Yeah,
I didn't see anything on that.
What was that about?
I don't know. Phil said something about his calves. No, I think Bubba
said something about Phil's calves.
Yeah, and then so Phil had some snide comeback about, well, you know, look at how little his legs are or something like that. And then he was on the Dan Patrick show, Bubba was, and he said, who's the most unfit golfer on tour? Mm-hmm. And Bubba said, you know, do you really need to look any further than Phil?
Hey.
Yeah, because he said, you know, you look at Brooks Koepka and how his shirts fit.
Uh-huh.
That's the same size shirt that Phil wears. And look how it fits on him.
Oh, man. They throw a haymaker.
Yeah. So they're going to have to put those hands
on. Well, here's the interesting thing, because I wrote in my notes, because I did watch some golf today. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that that Duffner is the new man breast. He's
let himself go.
Yeah, he totally let himself go. He's got a big old beer belly and stuff too. But it does prove you don't have to be fit to be a golfer.
No,
I mean obviously because I don't think he's ever saw a weight. Lift a weight or anything other than maybe a chicken wing or something.
I'm in the fitness pizza. If I'm not. So
you do the Manny Millions.
Yeah, let's do the Manny Millions.
Good, go ahead.
So we had what looks like Homer. How you pronounce his name? H-O-M-A. Is it Homer?
Max Homer. Yeah, it looks like he won, right?
He's going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the 17th. He's got a 3-stroke lead. So unless he does something really stupid, he should win. Duffner, he's even now because for a while he was +2 and +3 or whatever. So for the Manny Millions, This week is Bo Hostler. I don't know if we've had him before.
Yeah. I don't think we've had him as
Lanny Millions.
Yeah.
Bo Hostler, 6'1", 195 mm-hmm. pounds, 24 years old. Okay.
He's a little taller than the average golfer.
Yeah, he's a little taller, yes, a little taller, a little heavier. Mm-hmm. He finished plus 13 for the tournament. Nice. He was plus 9 today.
Ooh.
Today he was
he
plus
lost
nine.
A lot of money
yes,
today.
He sure did. Won $15,800 coming in last place. He's originally from California. He lives in Dallas, Texas now. He's single. No rugrats
How old
to
is
mention.
He?
He's 24. 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
So he should
good
be.
Still be single.
Right. He did have some mention about a girlfriend.
Didn't
but
he go to University of Texas? Isn't he
yes,
part
he did.
Of that whole thing with Jordan Spieth? Like he was with. I feel like coming out of college, he might have been.
He did go to Texas.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to why okay. you
That's
why
probably
you're
Jordan. Jordan Spieth's about that age.
He's a little bit older, I think.
I think so.
He's a little bit older. Yeah. So he turned pro in 2016. In this part, I'm going to give you some stats. You got to figure out what his career earnings are. Okay?
Hostler.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So he's played in 55 events.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's made 39 cuts.
Okay.
All right?
That's good average.
He has zero wins. He has 2 second places and 5 top 10s.
Mm. That's where the money is.
I think one of those top 10s was a major. I can't remember if he was still an amateur or not, but he made some noise.
I'll get to that. Remember. But no. That's go that. Past that point.
Okay, I'll go
don't
past
let that. That. Don't
let
that screw
I won't let that throw me. Okay.
Let
okay.
Claude go right. first so you have a reference
All right,
point.
You go, Claude.
I'm going to say $8.5 million. Yep, $8.5 million.
Okay.
Since I went so over last time, I'm going to go under. I'll say $4 million.
That's you went where I was going to go. I'm going to say... $2.6 million.
You know, sometimes I really think you look at my notes.
I win this every week.
Because it was 2.95.
Oh, wow. That was close.
I was close. Yeah.
So refresh my memory. He did make some noise.
Yeah,
so
I used to give a little tidbit about him. So this guy, at the age of 17, he qualified for his second consecutive U.S. Open.
Whoa. Mm.
That's right. And he finished tied for 29th at the second time. The first
what?
Time, first
is
time,
17-year-old amateur.
This is what I'm saying. I knew that they, like coming out of Texas, there was a lot of hype about him.
Right.
I remember
that's good pull on that.
So
by
at
way,
16, at 16, he made it. He qualified, but he didn't make the cut. At 17, he made the cut and finished 29th.
29, yeah. But he can't even take the money.
Right.
I remember I don't know if it was Saturday or early Sunday, but he was on the first page of the leaderboard.
Yeah, he had the lead. Yeah, he had the lead in one. I think that may have been the third time he made it. He actually had to leave for the second
Ooh,
round or
good
whatever,
night.
Something like that.
Yeah,
no, whatever.
He's a real player.
Yeah. So that was nothing else really interesting about him. No.
He was at Texas around the same time. Spieth's 25, and so
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm almost sure in school he had more hype than Spieth.
Yeah. He may have.
Yeah. Well, Spieth, you would think Spieth was older because of how much success he had early.
right.
He sweat a lot.
But I thought he was 24, 25 in that range.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So. 2 point, I just call it 3 million in three. He's making $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there we have it. Also, there's a tournament coming up next week for
Festival. Yes, that you flaked on.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I didn't flake. I mean, I have other commitments like work.
Oh,
I have to work.
That.
He has a job too. How about
there
been,
are times where I get
I've been saying, have you paid? Have you paid? No. Okay. Have you guys paid
Wait,
for the tournament
flake
yet?
Flake from the guy who signed us up for an expensive golf tournament last year who didn't play himself.
Well, I didn't know.
But I flaked that.
But I did pay for the person.
You did. No, you did.
I did pay for the person who was playing for me.
No, you did. You're right. Yeah. You did pay for that.
No, I get it. But we did. So Vern is playing.
Right.
So it'll be myself, Vern, LB, and Bernanda, my wife. So we'll play in the Bethel Christian
Academy. Can people still register?
Yes.
Where do they go?
Bethel. We'll post it.
So I guess, in that case, I guess Vern and I
bring your flask.
Bring my own flask and bring my own cigars.
Yes.
Yeah, school fundraiser, Christian school, they're probably not going to have any of that.
I'll be that guy to go. See that guy there? don't be like him.
Oh, you know, it's Bethel. I think it's Bethel something.
We'll post it. We don't want to get false. Alex, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yeah. I really appreciate you guys bringing me out. And congrats again on 100 episodes. And best of luck and continued success for the next 100.
Best of luck with your stuff, too. Keep doing what you're doing because it is important.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We should get out there and swing this.
No, we'll invite you out to the show a lot, man. It'll be fun.
What do you normally shoot before we go?
I'm about a 9 handicap.
You wouldn't want to play with us.
No. Listen,
we would bore you to tears.
No. Believe me,
I'd probably quit after 6 holes.
Like a spare claw hits one more ball in the woods.
You know what, guys? I'm just gonna go play ahead by myself.
I'll wait for you the 19th hole.
First of all,
eating salmon patties.
That sounds better than it is. You know, I'm not. You know, I'll shoot in the 90s just as easy. You know,
from the blacks.
I can hit the ball a decent ways off the tee, but you know, I'll take 1-3 putt on 18 holes any day of the week.
There we go. All right, folks.
So I'd love to get out with you guys.
We'll get you on. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Golf DMV podcast. Tell your friends about it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Peace.
Good night.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Golf DMV.